Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ilei Nishmas, Sarah Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Mesech Techala. We are in the first parak, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. Ha'ocha mehem. If somebody partakes of wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt, and he eats a kazayis matzah b'pesach made out of one of those types, yatzi dechobas, and he fulfills his obligation, kazayis chametz, but if a person eats a kazayis of chametz from wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt, chayabi kares, he's going to be in violation of kares. And nisarv echad mehem b'chol aminim haris over pesach, if one of who has in his possession a mixture of chametz from wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt, together with other things, that person is going to be considered in violation of the laws of Pesach. Ha-noder min ha-pas u-min ha-tvua asur b'hem. If you take a neder from bread or from tvua, you have violated asur b'hem. You're not allowed to partake of them. Divrei Rav Meir. V'chachamim omrim ha-noder min ha-dagan einu asur ela mehem. If you take a neder from dagan, from grains, you're only usher from wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. So again, taking a neder from bread or from tvua, that includes wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. According to Rameir, the Chacham is saying, no, that's called dagan, right? And of course, you're obligated in challah and maestros from these things. Now, the previous Mishnah says, wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt are subjected to the obligations of maestros and challah. There are certain times where those two things don't line up. Elu chayav mechalob termina maestros. There are certain times where you have things that are obligated in challah, but are not obligated in maaser. La'halakat ha'shecha ba'peah v'hefker. When you deal with leket shechacha and peah, which are different things that are given to the poor, or something that is ownerless, something like hefker. So in these situations, you're patur from maaser because we're told the obligation for maaser is ba'ubale v'kein lo chelik v'nachala imach. Right? Somebody who doesn't have any nachla from within you. But these things are not from things that are imach, that belong to you. They belong to nobody, or they belong to the poor. Those things are exempt from trumos and from maestros, and so therefore that would be a situation. But as far as challah is concerned, when you make it, you have to separate the challah. Maeserishon shenit l'trumaso. When you have maeserishon where the truma has been taken off, you don't have to go ahead and retake off a maeser again. Maesersheni v'hektish sheniftu, or if you have maesersheni and hektish that were already redeemed. Umoser omer, the leftover of the omer. There, you know, we had the threesa of which you take an isaron. The rest of it, it gets eaten by anybody. Those things are chayav and b'chala, but they're pater from maaser. Why? Because it belonged to Hektish at the time of Miruach, at the time that it would have become chayav and b'chala. Right? And the Mishnah says, when you have a grain that hasn't already produced a third of a growth yet, so in that situation, it's pater from maaser because it's not considered fully grown. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Tfuah Shalei Via Shlish Ptur Min Achala. Rabbi Eliezer, what are you talking about? If it's Tfuah that hasn't already been a third grown, it's exempt from the rules of Chala. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezras Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everybody have a great day and a wonderful final Shabbos of the year.